Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
In this greatest nation on God's green earth, there is breaking news. Let us go to breaking news right now. The Washington Post reports U.S. authorities are on pace to make nearly 2.4 million immigration arrests along the southern border during the government's 2022 fiscal year ending on September 30th. That far exceeds the record 1.73 million arrests tallied during President Biden's first year in office. In other words, you could argue, I suppose, that that is going the right way. Why? Because they're arresting more people. Except the fact that they're arresting more people means there are more people to handle and means that there are more people who are trying to cross the border illegally. And this remains a huge issue in the upcoming midterm elections. And it may even be one of the issues that will come up in a new set of debates that may equal the Lincoln-Douglas debates, which were not debates between two presidential candidates, though they ran against one another for president 2 years later. That was in the midterm elections of 1858, when they were both running for the Senate in Illinois. The incumbent senator was the little giant, Stephen Douglas, and he was defending his Senate seat against Abraham Lincoln, who had minimal experience in the federal government. He had been a congressman for 2 years, but the debates made such an impression. Well, will the debates between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom make the same sort of impression? The Wall Street Journal writes, California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to debate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, even as both are running for re-election in their own states. The challenge is a political stunt by Mr. Newsom, but there's still a lot to recommend it. He sent out a tweet, and Gavin Newsom, governor of the nation's largest state, the tweet said, "Hey, at Governor Ron DeSantis." Mr. Newsom wrote on Friday, this is on Twitter, "Clearly you're struggling, distracted, and busy playing politics with people's lives. Since you have only one overriding need, attention, let's take this up and debate." Mr. Newsom is running for re-election in a one-party state and is expected to win easily against his GOP opponent. Mr. Newsom has plenty of time for distractions as he plots his run for president in 2024 if President Biden decides not to run. And today there's another story which says that that Gavin Newsom is definitely running for president if Joe Biden decides not to run. And it's fascinating that in the CBS 60 Minutes interview that President Biden did on Sunday night, last night, that he seemed much more open to the possibility that he would pull out of the race for 2024, leaving a clear field for Gavin Newsom. That is, unless you believe that Kamala Harris could actually compete in that kind of race. And I don't think in that kind of race between the two Californians, former mayor of San Francisco, former lieutenant governor, and the former district attorney of San Francisco, and former U.S. senator, and she was also attorney general of California, that I don't believe that that would be much of a competition. In any event, the Wall Street Journal goes on to say, Mr. DeSantis, on the other hand, is running in a far more competitive state where statewide elections always seem to be close. He won by only 32,000 votes in 2018, And Charlie Crist, his Democratic challenger this year, isn't far behind in the polls. He's actually behind 50 to 45. That's what the most recent average, according to Real Clear Politics, shows in Florida. So, yes, there is a race going on. We can understand if Mr. DeSantis prefers to focus on his own reelection rather than giving the California Democrat a national forum for his presidential ambitions. Yet a debate, or better, more than one, would also showcase Mr. DeSantis in a way that rarely happens through the state or national liberal media filter. Every move he makes is criticized in the national press, and Democrats are calling him scarier than Donald Trump, even before the November election. That's even faster than we ever figured. Debates, says the Journal, would give Mr. DeSantis a chance to explain his policies on COVID, on the economy, school choice, immigration, and more. Immersed as he is in the Sacramento mainstream media bubble, Mr. Newsom might think Mr. DeSantis is an easy mark. And no, he doesn't. He just, neither of these guys is stupid. The debate would let voters see the difference between the California and Florida models of governance. Mr. DeSantis gave a fine speech the other day on the great American exodus to states like Florida from progressive states. Even if not this fall, this is a debate the country eventually needs to hear. And the beginning of the debate was actually reached with comments that were made publicly, taped, and then publicized by the two potential presidential candidates, starting first with the challenger, I guess, Gavin Newsom. Listen.
Those migrants are used as pawns to humiliate and dehumanize. What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully. He's got kids. I have kids. You saw those young girls with backpacks, no older than his children, my children, being used as political pawns, and now he's using it to fundraise, to raise money. It's disgraceful. He's a disgrace. What these governors are doing are disgraceful. So it needs to stop.
So the governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying you need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors. And all I can say is I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function.
Okay, that's perhaps not the most auspicious beginning, but there is this. This is from therap.com. The California governor, Gavin Newsom, who is already running ads in other states, is poised to challenge Vice President Kamala Harris. California Governor Gavin Newsom is undeniably, unequivocally planning to run for president in 2024 if President Biden chooses not to seek a second term, two individuals with knowledge of Newsom's plans told The Wrap. After this midterm election is over, he is absolutely going to announce that he is running for the presidency once Biden announces that he is not running, a leading California fundraiser with close ties to the Newsom family told The Wrap. No ifs, ands, or buts. He will run if Biden does not. And by the way, and DeSantis will run. There was a huge cover story in the New York Times Magazine that was surprisingly positive and admiring of Governor Ron DeSantis. And it talks about how he currently has been spending a great deal of his time meeting with national fundraisers, including a lot of the leading fundraisers for Trump, who believe that DeSantis would be a far more formidable candidate to take on either Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden or whoever else the Democrats choose to nominate. A second individual close to Governor Newsom, a Los Angeles philanthropist with deep connections to the Democratic Party and a long history of fundraising, confirmed Newsom's intention to run. So how does that shake out? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Show, the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that he will keep transporting migrants to liberal cities, doubling down on his decision to fly some to Martha's Vineyard last week. He said that he will use every penny of the $12 million his state budgeted to relocate migrants. The interesting thing about that is the migrants he relocated to Martha's Vineyard were not from Florida. He basically sent his planes, and there were two of them because there were two loads. There were 48 migrants total. He sent them to San Antonio, Texas, where the other asylum seekers, and again, these are not your typical illegal immigrants. They're not your illegal aliens who snuck across the border and tried to disappear. They're people who crossed into the United States without prior authorization and applied for asylum status, for refugee status, and probably would have a decent chance to get it because most of them are from Venezuela, which is precisely the kind of dictatorship from which we expect people to be looking for asylum. The DeSantis said that he would use every penny of the $12 million his state budgeted to relocate migrants. Lawyers representing around 30 immigrants recently, who DeSantis flew to Martha's Vineyard, asked Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, who's running for governor, and she's very, very heavily favored to win, and the federal government in letters Sunday to open criminal investigations into what they described as a political stunt. Oh, great. This is just what the Justice Department needs right now, is they don't have their hands full with Donald J. Trump and the various classified and other unauthorized documents he decided to keep. They now are being petitioned to open up a case or a criminal investigation against Ron DeSantis. I don't think that's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. An Emerson College poll shows Governor Chris Sununu, who's running for a fourth term, I believe it is, in New Hampshire. And Chris Sununu, one of the reasons he's running for governor again is because it's so much easier to run for president when you're a governor than when you're a senator. Why? Because particularly in a state like New Hampshire, which is a small government state, they have a very big legislature. They have like 600 members of the state House of Representatives, bigger than the House of Representatives in Washington. But they don't meet that much. They come to conquer the state capital only occasionally, and he would have a lot of free time if he is reelected. He is winning right now against a state senator, a Democrat, 52 to 37, so 15 points. Also in New Hampshire, General Baldock, who had gotten won the primary in a close primary, basically by promising that he was going to overturn the election of Joe Biden, and the point that he right now is running 11 points behind Senator Maggie Hassan. This is precisely why there were so many Republicans who wanted Chris Sununu to run in that race and to win. Somebody who is winning on the Republican side, and it's a little bit unexpected, former TV newscaster Carrie Lake is leading the current incumbent Democratic Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, 50 to 46%, but close. Like everything is close. Mark Kelly, the incumbent senator in Arizona, and this is one of those must-win states for Republicans if they're going to take control of the Senate. Blake Masters is 2 points behind. It's 47-45, and this is a little bit of a surprise. Is in Minnesota, which, of course, is one of your more liberal Midwestern states. In Minnesota, the governor, Tim Walz, is leading a former state senator, Scott Jensen, 48 to 41, with 10% undecided. Now, 7 points, but that is doable. And Pennsylvania includes to be ridiculously close on everything. And Mehmet Oz is running 2 points behind John Fetterman. This according to a brand new Trafalgar Group poll. And in the governor's race, Josh Shapiro, the incumbent attorney general, is leading a state senator, Doug Mastriano, who is one of Trump's favorite candidates, only 48-45. So that is also very much in play. What does all this mean? What all this means is these elections are ridiculously close, all of them. And people should participate with all this discussion about the threats to democracy. And I understand. I think it is a threat to democracy when there are so many people who say they won't accept the results of an election if they lose. I think that's shameful and it's ridiculous. And it should hurt any candidate who says you won't accept the results of the election. You accept the results of the election, that's the way you play the game, damn it. And but the point is, over here, you can change the outcome of these elections. Rather than worrying about losing by cheating, worry about mounting the participation of your side, getting the base to participate, and actually come out and vote in record numbers. Which, by the way, is what happened. That's why Biden won. Is that we had the highest percentage turnout of any election in 100 years. It was more than 100 years. 1908 was the last time we had a comparable turnout, and that was before women were given the right to vote, so it was much less impressive. Okay, this is from John in California, an email that just came in. He says, okay, sending the people from Florida to Martha's Vineyard makes no sense. It's not from Florida. It was from Texas. They weren't in Florida. They were picked up in Texas and then flown to Martha's Vineyard. Okay, sending the people from Florida to Martha's Vineyard makes no sense, but what is the problem with sending illegal immigrants from overwhelmed Texas border towns to huge self-proclaimed sanctuary cities like New York and Washington, D.C., that are vastly more capable of handling them and are more likely the places immigrants would rather go anyway? Okay, so let the immigrants have some basis on at least deciding where they are going and negotiate with the people who are mayors of those cities. And the idea that every city or every locality is going to view immigrants as a punishment is economically not supported by the data. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks is lowering the outlook for U.S. economic growth. Goldman Sachs cut its GDP growth forecast to just 1.1% in 2023. It was previously 1.5%. The downgrade comes ahead of another expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve this week. More than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom is coming to a close as Queen Elizabeth is laid to rest at Windsor Castle. Her burial comes after a state funeral attended by world leaders, including President Biden. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. A tsunami warning remains in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. The quake caused buildings to shake in Mexico City, some 230 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, all kinds of outrageous comments about the shipping of various asylum seekers elsewhere. The governor of Texas has actually shipped several hundred people to Chicago, to New York City, to Washington, D.C. And as a matter of fact, the vice president of the United States has attacked government Greg Abbott and attacked him. Why? Well, listen to her basis. It's clip 16.
Can you understand the political point that DeSantis and Abbott are trying to make here?
They're playing games. These are political stunts with real human beings who are fleeing harm. I mean, do you know what's happening in Venezuela right now? There were children, people being put on a bus or a plane. Who don't know where they're going or where they were being sent. Human beings, real people who have fled harm, who came to the United States of America seeking refuge, asylum. I think it is the height of irresponsibility, much less just, frankly, a dereliction of duty when you are an elected leader to play those kinds of games with human life. And human beings. If you think there's a problem, be part of the solution.
Okay, she could be part of the solution because one of the key problems for these asylum seekers is it takes so damn bloody long. And this goes back to the Trump administration. They could have done something about it. They didn't. The Biden administration has failed completely. They didn't. We have done nothing to fix a broken immigration system. Right now, if you come looking for asylum and looking for the right to work in the United States, nobody's talking about giving people instant green cards or instant citizenship status or path to citizenship, anything.
It's just basically, if people are going to come here, they have to apply legally or they remain illegal. They get no right to work. And the average wait time for somebody who comes up, meets with the immigration officials, fills out the forms, and applies for asylum status, it's 4 years. What are you supposed to do in the interim? Trump at least had a wait in Mexico program, which wasn't very humane, but at least it made some sense. If people are waiting for 4 years before they get accredited, what do you think they're supposed to do? They want to work. They're not looking for handouts, not looking for nothing. But the difficulty with Kamala Harris is the president put her in charge of immigration. If nothing else, with all of the extra money that the Biden administration is paying on basically canceling people's college tuition indebtedness for money that was borrowed. And borrowed with promises of it being paid back. You're giving money to those people who may have dropped out of college and now owe a lot of money for what may have been an experience that won't benefit them at all, which is going to college briefly and then dropping out. And if you have that difficulty where you're paying people $300 billion minimum, then how about investing some more money on moving the immigration system ahead so that if people arrive here, and we're talking about 2 million people who are arriving regularly, figure out who they are. Go through the papers and figure out their status. I mean, that's the basic idea rather than Vice President Harris simply condemning Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis. There's also a figure on NBC whose name is Frank Figliuzzi, who says that DeSantis's Martha's Vineyard stunt has a purpose you may not have even thought of. Listen.
These Venezuelans, they weren't in Florida. People might go, oh, yeah, Florida's got an immigration problem. They didn't swim over. They were in Texas, and DeSantis sent a Florida plane just because he wants in on the stunt, right? He wants to say, yeah, I hate brown people as much as everybody else does, right? I'm in on this. And so, yeah, I do think there's a violation of law. It's not the trafficking law, but it's the law that says you can't transport undocumented migrants across state lines.
Is there a criminal penalty with that law? Do you know offhand?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Again, the idea of the prosecution of DeSantis on this, and the whole idea of he's trying to say, I hate brown people as much as everybody else does. If you look at the photographs of the immigrants who are coming in, they're light-skinned. They're Venezuelan. And what's interesting about this is both Frank Figliuzzi and Ron DeSantis have a common heritage. Heritage is Italian-American. Once upon a time, Italian-Americans were classified as brown people. They were classified as non-white. That's why they lynched, it was in 1898, I believe, they lynched 11 Italian immigrants in Louisiana, accusing them falsely of murders. And that's one of the reasons they ended up setting up the Columbus Day holiday, is to try to get more acceptance for a group of immigrants who were the target of tremendous oppression and prejudice, like Jewish immigrants were at one point, and led to the Immigration Restriction Act of 1924, but that's another story. There's an email that came in from Christian, and Christian says, Michael, I feel like you completely missed the point of why people are upset about the Little Mermaid remake with a black Little Mermaid and the Rings of Power series. People aren't against diversity if it's done organically and if it's based on a pre-existing source and are true to the characters and said characters are likable. Hamilton is a good example of this, as well as the live-action Cinderella from 1997 with Brandy and Whitney Houston. The issue people have, including blacks and other minorities, is that these studios preemptively label fans as racists and bigots before their productions, even air and use their cast as shields from criticism from the horrible writing and unlikable characters that has so often accompanied these movies and TV series in recent years. Check Nielsen ratings. If the first thing they lead with is diversity, then that often indicates they have nothing else going for these projects. They're not helping blacks and other minorities. They're using them. It's basically the human zoo 2.0, where they're hiring actors based on superficial characteristics like race, gender, and sexual orientation to be prompts in movies and TV shows that have them double as meat shields. I actually feel bad for Halle Bailey, because she can sing and does give off Ariel vibes. She's just being used to create controversy for a film that otherwise no one would be talking about. It's called anti-marketing. Okay, I do not entirely understand what you see as different between something that is a great work of art, wonderful work of art, like Hamilton, which obviously one of the things that Hamilton is doing is using unusual casting, using casting that is not historically accurate, to try to give a different spin to a familiar and to an old story. The fact that sometimes people do that, and by the way, nobody sets out to make any movie with bad writing and bad casting and bad direction. There's a whole story of how you make bad movies. We've actually written about it in our book, The Hollywood Hall of Shame. We'll be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medved show, there is more about Gavin Newsom, who some time ago said that he had sub-zero interest in running for president in 2024. They point out, however, in the wrap that his recent actions have already begun to create a much higher profile for the former San Francisco mayor beyond California. On Friday, the governor was in the news when he launched billboard campaigns in Texas, Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Oklahoma, attacking abortion restrictions in those individual states. They're all states that have passed recent abortion restrictions. And all more conservative states where he really doesn't have much of a chance of winning those states if he were the Democratic nominee, but never mind. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade has become a wedge issue in elections across the country. Newsom's billboards direct people to a website, and are you ready? You can write it down in case you need it. Abortion.california.gov. With information on how to obtain an abortion in California. Honestly, even for Californians who might describe themselves as pro-choice, are you proud of the idea of your state becoming a center, a place people can go to terminate their pregnancies? I mean, once upon a time, Nevada was considered, Reno was considered the home of divorce. You could go to Reno to get a quickie divorce, and a lot of celebrities did. Last week, Newsom also issued a public debate challenge to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has emerged in recent polls as Republicans' best bet to challenge Biden in 2024, with the quip, I'll bring my hair gel, you bring your hair spray. Okay, again, this fixation with the fact that both Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom have been blessed with fairly thick heads of hair. Congratulations. Yeah, I mean, this is so... Dan Rather did a tweet, and it's one of those blue checkmark Dan Rather tweets. Here's an idea for Chris Licht, who's the new head of CNN. Set up a debate one-on-one between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. Two governors of big states, potential presidential candidates, prime time, ratings, I bet would be huge. Who would have the courage to show up? Both of them, perhaps. Who has the courage to confront an educational reformer who is attracting a lot of attention? And who am I talking about? Eccentric rapper and Pete Davidson's former love rival, Kanye West, this is from the New York Post, confessed that he has never, ever actually read a book, going on to compare literature to icky green vegetables. Yeezy's remarks came on an episode of Allo Mindful podcast just a day after Rolling Stone reported that parents must sign non-disclosure agreements to send their children to Kanye West's $15,000 a year non-accredited Donda Academy outside of Los Angeles. Jeremy, would you like to have sent your daughters to Donda Academy?
Bro!
Okay, I actually haven't read any book, West told hosts Danny Harris and Allison Wilson. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me. And talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli. I'm not sure of the reference. The college dropout artist continued, expressing that he also has a Will Smith-esque fear for the future of technology. I can have a tendency to be just like paranoid of robots, but it's a way that we have to exist. West, who produced Stronger from samples of the famously robot-mimicking DJ duo Draft Punk. How do you mimic robots? I mean, Star Wars is my no... You know, my college. I spent way more hours in Star Wars than I spend in college, West added, saying he predicts our future to resemble George Lucas's universe from a long time ago in a galaxy far away. More head-scratching than his commentary is the designer's exclusive Christian pre-K through 12th grade Simi Valley Academy. That's where the Reagan Library is. It's named for his late mother, author and professor, one that featured uniforms from his now-terminated Gap deal. Parkour is listed as part of the daily curriculum for the nearly 100 students, and Rolling Stone reported the principal and executive director, 28-year-old Breanne Campbell, has never formally held a position in education. According to the Donda Academy website, it aims to provide the youth with the passion, purpose, and spiritual foundations they need to thrive in tomorrow's world. A non-accredited, at least so far, I believe. And speaking of a non-accredited, look, one of the books that, actually many of the books that Kanye West hasn't read are written by Agatha Christie. And she also did a very famous play. The play was called The Mousetrap. And this is a new Agatha Christie-style murder mystery comedy that is based upon backstage at that play in 1952. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The longest-running stage play in all theatrical history was Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, which started in London in 1952 and ran for more than 60 years. But what if that play, on the verge of getting made into a movie, was interrupted by a real-life murder mystery? That's the premise of See How They Run, now playing in theaters.
A real-life detective.
I understand that you came to blows tonight in question.
We have a serial killer on the loose.
Right.
The starry cast, led by Oscar winners Adrian Brody and Sam Rockwell, along with Oscar nominee Saoirse Ronan, provides a galaxy of amusing characters. But the ridiculously complicated mystery in which they mechanically function is impossible to follow and only feebly resolved. Rated PG-13 for a few scenes of bloody violence and only 2 stars for See How They Run. Even diehard Agatha Christie fans may be disappointed. On the and Michael Medved show next time. If we don't have a civil war after all this conversation, speaking about being disappointed, there are a lot of commentators and pundits and analysts who will be, no doubt, disappointed. Can civil war actually happen again? There are two prominent historians who write that it can and maybe even will. And how would that go? We'll talk about it next time on the Medved Show. Denver is also allocating $2 million in taxpayer money to provide services for homeless women and for trans and non-binary people. Plus, the Twin Cities of Minnesota are being accused of racism because communities of color are hurt most by a lack of trees. What is that lack of trees based on? We will get to that next time. Also, you know, there's an old saying that a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged by reality. Well, the liberal candidate for mayor of Los Angeles is also the front-running candidate, Karen Bass, Congresswoman Karen Bass, has not been mugged by reality, but her house has been broken into, ransacked, and the thieves, who have been apprehended, by the way, stole two handguns that she had at home. She now says she feels differently about the issue of crime. Is that in time to make a difference in her race against Rick Caruso for mayor of L.A.? We will talk about that and talk about more of the Democratic Party being accused of a fundamental problem by a black commentator who says the problem is that white strategists are controlling the money and the strategy. We will get to that and whether there is substance to that claim and to many others that are made about the role of race in our current society and its polarization. That and much more coming up next time, Tuesday, right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.